Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefono, Esav Achiv. Yaakov sent Malachim ahead of him, Esav his brother, Arzah Seir Zdei Eden, to the land of Seir, to the field of Eden. What did he want over here by sending Malachim? So the Sefurno says, Lodas Ma Belev Achiv. He wanted to know what's in the heart of his brother, to know how to handle with him. You know, you have to know what he's thinking to be able to react. So mainly he sent Malachim to see what his matzav ruach is. Chazal had a taina on Yaakov Avinu for this. Chazal, they quote a posik, marzik ba'ozne kelev, mis'aber al riv loy loy, someone that holds on to the ears of the dog and gets involved in an argument that's not his. It says, Marshal La'odam, there's a fellow that came to a crossroads, and there's a list of a big robber sitting there, you know, and he's worried about the robber, he's worried about whatever. So he shakes the robber to see if he's awake, and he turns out he's awake, and he starts hitting him. So he says, what do you want from me? What are you? He says, you woke me up. You know, I was sleeping, you woke me up. Same thing with Esav. Esav was asleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I told you I'm going to bring you back here safely, so what are you doing waking up Esav? You know? So this is a time on Yaakov Avinu. So Chatzka Levenstein says out. He asks a question, what do you expect Yaakov Avinu to do? He knows Esav is waiting there to kill him. He knows Esav is mamish waiting for years already to take the comet. So Yaakov Avinu should do nothing. Like what exactly... does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect from Yaakov Avinu? So he answers, from here you see how wide the Chiyuv HaBitochen goes. The Chiyuv HaBitochen. Now for Shteitzach, Yaakov Avinu, who is a Merkava L'Shchina, is their Teveya him more than a regular person. But at Heichan Advarim Magiyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teveya B'tochen from Yaakov Avinu, that even if you know he's there, and even if you know that he's waiting to attack you, but you have to believe that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not led, it's not going to happen. You don't have to make any plans. You don't have to send out anybody to him. Right? If your bitachon is so great, there's a chiyuv bitachon to that extent from Yaakov Avinu and for Shteitzach. Not everybody could live like that. You know, by us, by a person that lives with Derech HaTevet, his name is Ein Sam Kanal. But if he the darbi of Yaakov Avinu, that he was the Merkava L'Shchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected him, you shouldn't have done anything. You should have totally believed in Hashem. I told you, I'm going to bring you back here. You have nothing to worry about. In the Kovna ghetto, there's a ma'aser of Motel Pogromansky from the Gaine Europe before the war. When he was in the Kovna ghetto, he miraculously was saved from there. He was in the Kovna ghetto. The ghetto was surrounded, there was poverty, there was sickness, there was hunger. And he sees two yeshiva bachurim near the fence of the ghetto. So he walks over to them and he asks them, what are we mechuyev to think at this moment? Bachurim didn't know, it's a bachurim, they don't know where their families are, they don't know what their end is going to be, they don't know what he wants from them. I want to know, what are we mechuyev to think of at this moment? They didn't have an answer. I'll tell you what you're supposed to be thinking. He says, you see that Rush over there with the machine gun? You see him? He wants to kill us. He'd love to kill us. If he'd kill us, then none of his superiors would do anything to him. Because Adarabba, they want to do the same thing to us. So why isn't he shooting us right now? He wants to and they want him to. The carriage is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to shoot that gun, he's not going to shoot that gun. And Imam ben Munir Shalema, that at this very moment, he's not doing it because, not because he doesn't want. He's not doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to shoot that gun. So this is what was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teveya from Yaakov Avinu. I told you I want to bring you back. Esav could be waiting there to kill you. If I don't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. This was the Teveya on Yaakov Avinu. So Chatzkel says that if he are Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Tavei a certain amount to be Tavim. The Tavim, you know, a person is supposed to be Tavim Tiyem Hashem Aleikecha. Don't think about, you know, what the future may bring or whatever. You have to walk in the ways of Hashem and be Beiteach B'Hashem. Now, for states, you have to make your shtadlus, but there are limits of your shtadlus as well. And you have to think to yourself, I will make my shtadlus, or I have to be saying Chan HaKadosh Baruch. That's the limit from over here. Im lovan garti v'echar ad ota. So Rashi says, what does it mean, garti? I was a ger. Loinaseisi sar v'choshev el ger. I didn't become anybody important. I didn't become a big prince. I'm a ger. Ein cho kidai lisma yoisi al habrachis, al brachis avicha shebarachani, hevi gvir la'achecha. It's not kidai. And the Rashi is the words, shahare loy niskaim would be. It wasn't mekoyim in me. So Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, yes, what are these extra words here, shahare loy niskaim would be? He already said, I didn't become a sar, a choshev, it's not shaykh, it's not kidai to hate me. Finished. What's the harem loinus kaim would be? He says over a vote, Hashem, his sister, Hamaskelis, his sister, his wise sister, set up shot, that Yitzchak Avinu said, Hevi gvir la'achecha, and he was only a ger. Harem loinus kaim would be, the beis yud of gvir was not mekoyim. Yitzchak said gvir, he was a ger. Harem loinus kaim would be, the beis yud of the word gvir, was not Makuyim. This is a word that he said over b'shem his sister Hamaskelis. Rashi says another pshat im lovan garti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'loy lamadati mimaisav aroyim. So Chassam Sofer and other mafarshim asked the question: how is Yaakov Avinu mekayim tayag mitzvahs? How's it shayach? You know, chayra, there's mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, there's mitzvahs that are totally in Eretz Yisrael. Trumas and Maestras, Karbanas he brought over there in Chuslar, it's entirely not likely. He would have aim. Also, it says that he wasn't the kind. So what's Shat the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti? So Chassam Sofer says, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, just like we find the Yaakov Avinu in Parsis, Vayeshev, it says by the Chaloimus of Yosef, V'Aviv Shamar Es HaDavar. What does it mean, Aviv Shamar Es HaDavar? Rashi says he was waiting anxiously, when is it going to be Mekuyim? See, Yaakov Avinu says, "V'tayag mitzvah shamarti." I was waiting anxiously to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. And the Gemara says that if a person wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah, but he can't be Mekayim achas anayinus, malo lo vakosav ki lukayim. Achutz from that, the Svarim bring down, that if a person has a tremendous tshuka to do something, the tshuka itself attaches him to the mitzvah. So even though he wasn't actually able to be Mekayimit B'Payil, but the fact that he was waiting, when can I be Mekayimit? And he missed not being able to be Mekayimit. That gufa brought him a kesher between him and the mitzvah, and it became a chelik of him. Ki v'makli ovarti es hayarden hazeh. With my stick, I passed this yarden. The Daz HaKeinu Mivalei HaToisus and Parshas Truma brings a medrash. That we know that the Mishkan, the boards of the Mishkan had brichim, had latches that latched them together. And after the latches, there was the briach hatichayim, there was the middle latch that went through all the different boards, all around, b'derech neis. So the Daz HaKeinu brings down a medrash that says, that what was the briach hatichayim? It was the makel of Yaakov Avinu. B'derech Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the stick of Yaakov Avinu should stretch through all the boards, and that became the Briach HaTichon. This is really a medrash in Bereishis Rabba. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita asks a question, and say for time with the Quran, Parshas Truma, Yaakov Avinu already used this stick. So Gemara Zvachim that says that a Dovash Nishtamish by Hedyit, something that somebody used, a Hedyit used, you're not allowed to use for Hegdash. So if this was Yaakov Avinu's personal walking stick, how are you allowed to use it for Hegdash to build into the Beis HaMikdash? So Chaim says maybe you could say that he only used it to split the Yarden, which was B'derech Neis. That's not called the Ishtamshus of a Hegdash. So I was thinking that it could be that Yaakov Avinu was not a Hegdash. Why? Ramban says Befeirish in the beginning of Parsha, in the beginning of Sefer Shemais. Ramban says that what is the tachlis of Sefer Shemais to show how the Yidden they lifted themselves up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided them to reach the Madrega of the Avos. How do you know that they reached the Madrega of the Avos? But at the end of Sefer Shemayis, it says that the Onan rested upon the Mishkan. That was a sign that they had reached the Madrega of the Avos. So that means that it comes out that the Avos, they were the Merkava. They were the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishkan was supposed to imitate that which happened in the house of the Avos HaKadoshim. So Hashem is a Yaakov Avinu that has the Shechina resting on top of him, Keseder. And the Rambam says he is Hein Hein the Avos, Hein Hein HaMerkava L'Shechina. So they were a walking Mishkan. So it could be, as you're talking, that what they used was not considered Hishtam Sheshel Hedyet. Vayoymen, Yaakov Avinu said, Im Yovei Esav al HaMachna HaAchas V'Hiko, if Esav will come to one camp and he will hit it, he will smite it, V'Hoya HaMachna HaNishor V'Pleita, then the second camp will be for a refuge, they'll run away. Rashi says, Al Karcha against his will, I'm going to wage a war against him. How did Yaakov Avinu know for sure he's going to be able to win over Esav? So I'll fight against him. Therefore what? But what's the guarantee that you're going to win and that the second machna will be l'pleiter? So Ostrov Tzerebbe says a very nice cheshbon. Ostrov Tzerebbe says, the whole koyach of Esav and that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of was that he had the mitzvah kibud aveim. Nothing else. All he did was the mitzvah kibud aveim. And that was his whole koyach. Yaakov Avinu was worried about that. But if I fight against him and he kills me, that'll be the biggest begam in kibud aveim. Because the worst tragedy that could befall, Rachmana Litzlan, a parent, is bad enough if a child never leaves this world. But that one child should kill another. That's the ultimate in the begam of kibud aveim. And then he would lose his chus, and then he would lose his entire koyach. And then he wouldn't have any koyach over the second machna. So that Ostritzer Rebbe said, and Yovei Esav l'machna achas v'hiko, and that's going to include me. That will be the ultimate in bitul kibud aveim, and Mamela his whole koyach is bitul, and he's not going to have any koyach over the second machna. Kivamakli ovarti esayardin hazeh ba'atoh yisi l'shnei machnos. Tzemach Tzadik, one of the earlier visions to Rebbe's, he once needed a scum of money on Erev Yom Kippur for tzedakah. So he came to a big gvir, and he told the gvir, listen, Erev Yom Kippur, people usually don't talk about money. And if I'm asking you for money, Shema Amino, it must be for an important purpose. But the gvir did not give him the money. So he went over to another yid that was, lived in one of the smaller towns, Ramay Shalev Zerever. And he asked him if he can give him the money, and he gave him the money. And from that moment on, the gvir went down, 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 lost his mechosim, this Rabbi Shalei, he became wealthy. So he used to have to go to Veen to do business. And in Veen, you know, people did business. They were away from home. They used to get together, Shabbosis. And they were, not everybody there was a big Baal Madrega. You had people there that were masculine, people there were Litzonim. So one time they wanted to make a litzonis. This Meishalei was not a big Talmud Chacham. He didn't really know how to learn much. So they pushed him to say Torah. Get up and say it by Torah. He said, that's not for me. I'm not a darshan. But they were pushing and pushing and pressuring him. The Bible, they wanted to make fun. So he got up and miraculously he said the following by Torah. He says, Keep a makli of varti as a yardin hazeh. Makli is lashon of kula, to be makel. It starts out with being makel, then ends up with being over. Keep a makli of varti. You know, it starts out, you're lenient in the Torah. This he gave the maskilim over there. You start with a kula, and it ends with an aveira. So somebody was ma'isiv, as hayardain, yardain haloshma yirida. Kula, aveira, total yirida, bato yisil shnei machnais, and it breaks apart the camp of Klal Yisrael. Which is exactly what happened, Rachmanel Islan, with the Haskalah. It totally ripped apart Klal Yisrael. So when he came back home, the Tzemach Tzadik says, Moshe, you have a Dvar Torah to say. So because he understood that the Rebbe knew something, but he told him what he said. He says, Dazuk Zayegit. Very nice. Remez, Kiva Makli Avarti as a Yardin Hazeh. Vayivosu Yaakov Levadai. Vayayovik Ishimai Aralois Ashacha. So there's a famous medrash over here, which is a famous song. Meniska Vasham Levade by Yaimahu, by Yvosi Yaakov Levade. Singing that song by Rabbi. It's a medrash. Medrash puts these two psukim together. Meniska Vasham Levade by Yaimahu. Hashem will be exalted by himself on that day, on the day of the Gilui Shechina. By Yvosi Yaakov Levade by Yaimahu. Yaakov Avinu remained by himself on that day. There's a connection there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of Levadai, and Yaakov Avinu has a midah of Levadai. What is that midah? The Baruch Levavitz Atzal says that this is from the greatest milas that's given over to Yaakov Avinu, and it's a mila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not dependent on anybody. It doesn't depend on anybody. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bala Yecholus Kulam, has all the koiches within. So too he endowed Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael, that all the koiches come within themselves. The Iker is we have to garner those koiches. The Iker is that we have to be able to concentrate and bring out those koiches, mikoyach al hapoyel, not to let the outer influences get to us, and utilize the neshama, the chelek aloika within us, to be able to overcome all difficulties and everything. Yaakov Avinu now, when he was coming to face an Esav, he isolated himself. He had to garner those koiches to be ma'ir the kedusha within himself, and only in that way was he able to overcome Esav. B'siyata d'shmaya, of course. But the koiches lie within the person. If he doesn't let himself be mushba by the surroundings, if he realizes the inner self that he possesses, the inner koiches that he possesses, then he could overcome any obstacle. And that's the Vayivosi Yaakov Levadai. Medrash says, Dunya Ta'kodesh Baruch. This is why Chazal also say, Ezehu Gibor, HaKoyver says Yitzray. Not somebody that beats somebody else in a fight. It's an inner battle. Within yourself, HaKoyver says Yitzray. Ezehu Oshir, not the guy that has millions of dollars to spend. HaSomer B'chelkoy. He's able to live within his own means. Dos the rest to Oshir. But the koiches come within the person himself. That is Levadai. I saw a haflu de gemaisa. I once heard this story, but I couldn't believe it when I saw it, when I heard it. Found it very hard to believe. But now I just saw it in print in a very question of Sefer. And it was said over, Malkiel Kotla said over the maisa, that happened with Rabaran. So it's more believable. And it's said over in a way which is Rabaran before the war, before World War II was here in America, collecting money for his yeshiva. Huge money, Kletzker's in desperate chayv, comes here to America. And one Erev Shabbos, he found himself, he had blundered a little bit. He was somewhere in the Midwest, and he couldn't get to a regular Jewish community by the time Shabbos came along. He found out there is a little Jewish community where he was, but who could he trust with the kashrus? Chalal is a big machmer. Who can he trust with the kashrus? What's he supposed to do? So he asked around if there's someone here that's Haredish Yid, you could trust with kashrus. So he was told that there's a Rav here, that's a Talmud Chacham, he's Rei Shemayim, but no way in the world does he accept any guests. He will not take a guest. He's isolated, he lives by himself, he's a recluse, doesn't come to shul, davens in his house, learns in his house, does not want to have any shaykhs with anybody. I didn't know what to do, but the less bravery, was he going to fast the whole Shabbos? So he goes to the door of this Talmud Chacham. He knocks on the door. He says, I'm a traveler here. I'd like to ask if I could stay here for Shabbos. No, we don't have guests over here. Nothing good. He asks the second time and the third. Not interested. He didn't know what to do. So the less bravery, he knocks again. He says, my name is Aaron Kotler. I'm Rish Yeshiva of the Yeshivas Kletzk in Europe, from the Choshevi Yeshivas in the Litvishe Welt. He says, please, I need a place to stay. So this Talmud Chacham comes to the door. He says, that's what they all say. They're Rish Yeshivas, right? No, that's what they all say. Let's your Aaron into the house. He says, I'll allow you to be my guest if you could pass my Bechina. Rav Aaron said he asked him five kashas. that were bumbakashas, that he had to rack his brain. Bravaran, the genius of geniuses. He says, one teretz, if he had not seen it recently in a sefer, he wouldn't have gotten it. A few of the questions were in favor from the Yerushalmis, and one question he didn't know the answer to. So he said, you passed the test. He passed the test, and he stayed there for Shabbos. He said the whole Shabbos they were speaking and learning, barfim shas klatei rukula, back and forth, he said it was like mamash atam ganei. He says, this yid, it's unbelievable. Ravana said he was on the madrig of the Rogachover. That's how great he was in learning. Ravana's wondering the whole time, what is going on with this person? You know, like, why does he have this mud in the, you know, thing? He closes himself off from everybody. He's a goy nifla. The world has to know about him. So by Yishalashu, this Ravana allowed himself to ask him this question. He says, if you don't mind my asking you a personal question, he said, why did you pick such a hanhaga to close yourself off? So he said, I'll tell you. He says, life dictated that I had to move here to America. I came into America. They offered me a shtel in this community. What could I tell you? I came into shul. I started davening. I'm holding in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. They already finished davening. He says, how in the world am I going to be able to halt place with such a thing? And then I hear the talk of the people. He says, the entire talk, 24-7, is about kesef, kesef, kesef. Money, money, money. This one in his language, this one in his language, this one in his language. I have to pacha. He says, all my years in yeshiva, the madrega I built up in yeshiva, I could mamish in a couple of days. So I made up my mind, like the Rambam says, yeshiv levada yechidi. He says, I'm in my house, I don't leave, people have shilas, they come and ask me, I'm in my house, and I have no shilas with the rest of the world. He says, and b'siyata d'shmaya, I hope that I'll be able to hold out over here and not lose the madrega that I had in Jira. This was an interest, quite extreme, but the Rambam Lamaisa says this, the Rambam says that if a person sees that society is such that it's going to make him lose his madrega, yeshu levadi yechidi. But this is the madrego vayivoser Yaakov levadai. He had to garner his koiches in order that he be able to use those inner koiches to be able to stand up to an Esav. Vayomer, Esav comes, and he says, Milucho kol hamachna hazeh asher pagoshti. Who is this whole camp that I encountered? He was referring to the matonis with the avodim. By Yomer Yankov said, "Limtze chen ve'ene adayni." Poshut pshat is, I sent it to find favor in my master's eyes. And when he said adayni, pashtus, he was referring to Esav. Relev Yitzchak Baditshev over here says a very nice pshat. The Derech Drush. What was the shakel of the Tari over here? What was Esav's shail? I mean, he already knew that these were matanis to him. So what is this milucho kol hamachne asher pagoshti? He was already told that this is a matana to him. Now, what was Yaakov Avinu's answer? Lim tzechein ve'eni adayni. So he brings down the Baal HaTurim, says, he brings down a medrash, that when Esav came, he was very upset. The medrash says that when Yaakov and Esav were in their mother's womb, they made a chalukah. Esav said, I'll take oilam hazeh. And Yaakov says, I'll take oilam abo. Esav comes and he sees Yaakov has such a tremendous ashirus. He sends him a mail by Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Medvarim Amurim, that someone that has Olam Haba doesn't get Olam Hazeh, that's only if the Olam Hazeh is not for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every single thing that you see over here is for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Olam Haba extends down here to Olam Hazeh. Ha'olam Hazeh daim l'praizdar, ha'olam Haba daim l'traklim. So if you use Olam Hazeh as a praizdar, as an entrance hall to get into Olam Haba, so you get things down here as well. You've extended Olam Haba down here to Olam Hazeh. So that was the shakel v'tarya. Milucho kol hamachna hazeh asher pagoshti. What are you doing with all of these riches? You have no business having shakel to Olam Hazeh. So he said, Lim tzechein b'enei adayni. If it's all done to find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then adarabba, then I am given this extension down here as well, and I can be zoyka to Olam Hazeh as well. And when Yitzchok says like this, he says, you find, there's many wealthy people, that don't have pleasure from their riches. They're so busy. They're so busy, mamish, with I knew of a mishpacha that had three homes. The regular house, they had one in Miami, they had another one, I think, in Eretz Yisrael. And they were busy with the business the whole day. They never enjoyed any of the homes. They were never in any one of their three homes, right? So there's people that can be very wealthy and they don't enjoy it, right? So Zabtrav Levi Yitzchak Favos, because if everything is Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh is not given to Yaakov. Olam Hazeh is not given to Klal Yisrael. We're going to have our Hana up there. So if everything is just to make more money and more money and more money, and it's not Limtzei Chen Be'enei Adoni, then you can't have Hana from it down here. If on the other hand you realize that whatever you have down here is for the tachlis of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then in the Hanami you can have Olam Hazeh down here, because the Olam Hazeh is a chelik of your Olam Haba. Vayomer, Yaakov Avinu said, he tells the Sar Shalaisim, I'm not going to let you go unless you give me a bracha. What was this bracha that Yaakov Avinu wanted from the Malach? Zokrashi, Hoydali al habracha sheberchani ovi, she'esim ma'arar aleim. Be made to me that the brachas that Yitzchak gave me really belong to me, and Esav cannot complain about it anymore. So the Sfasemis asks a question, why did Rashi have to say this pshat? Why couldn't Rashi say, Parshin, give me a bracha? Give me a bracha. Like, why did Rashi have to say, be meida on the brachas that Yitzchak gave me? So he says that Yitzchak Avinu, when he gave a bracha to Yaakov, he said, Mivarachecha baruch. Those that give you a bracha, they will be benched. So it's highly unlikely that Yaakov Avinu would want the Sar Shalaisim to be gebenched, because the Sar Shalaisim, if he's gebenched, he's just going to give more kayach to Esav, he's just going to make more trouble for Yaakov Avinu. So that's why Rashi learned, right? Al Karkuk, it has to be that if he said Barcheini, it's not you give me the bracha, I don't want a bracha from you. I don't want a new bracha from you. I want you to be made on the old brachas that Yaakov, my father, gave me. One more, Zach. After everything, after the Mice of Dina, by Yomer Hashem el Yaakov, kum alei Beisel, get up and go to Beisel, v'shev shom, and sit there and live there. V'asei shom mizbeach, l'keil hanira eilecha, and make a mizbeach there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that appeared to you, v'baruchacha mevnei Esav achicha. Yaakov Avinu, when he was running away from Esav, when he had that incredible dream, the Sulam Mutzavarza, he was in Beisel. Return to Beisel now, v'shev shom, and settle there for a while, and only then should you build the Mizbeach. So the Mefarshim tells us, what is this v'shev shom? Stay there. Live there. What's that all about? Go there and build the Mizbeach. What was the purpose of shev shom? Zokta Ramban, lo yodati mahu v'shev shom. I don't know what v'shev shom is. V'ulai tziva v'shev shom. Maybe he said settle there for a while. L'fanois machshavtei, to clear out his machshavos, to settle l'dafke b'keil, that before he brings korbanos, he should clear out his machshavos in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sipurna says a similar pshat. L'chaven daitcha, settle your mind before you build the mizbeach. Like Chazal say, Chasidim Arishayim, Hayashayim Shoachas Lefnei HaTvila. Before davening, they used to wait an hour, and then they used to be mispalo. Settle down first, Menuchas HaNevesh, and through that you could serve me. So Chaska Levenstein asks a question. Maybe Chasidim Arishayim, you could understand that there's an inyan of them settling down. Yaakov Avinu was not Messiah Dasham HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 1 second. But we mentioned earlier, the Rambam says, Ha'ovais hein merakavot l'shtena. They were the base upon which the Shechina rested. So they did not take their mind off of the Shechina for 1 second. Right? So how's the Shaykh to say, Yaakov Avinu, prepare yourself to serve me, if Yaakov Avinu was never Messiah Das? Dr. Chaskel, you see a tremendous chiddush over here, that even the Avos HaKadoshim that never took their minds off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it comes to actually serving Hashem, you still need extra concentration. lemaisa, when you have to act, when you have to daven, it's ain't a doyma not being meisiyav da'ashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu to now preparing yourself to serve him positively. So even Yaakov Avinu, that was always the Merkava L'shchina, he was the Bechir Sheba Avis, he was the chosen one of the Avis, and on him HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shev Sham, you have to settle your mind in order to serve me. Says Rabbi Chavska, what are we supposed to say? If Yaakov Avinu, the Merkava L'shchina, has to prepare himself to serve Hashem, Salach has come of a kama we, that our minds are not on Hashem the whole day, and we are Mesiyah Das, and we're busy with all kinds of things, Achas Kama V'Kama, how much we have to prepare ourselves before we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. I don't know if I get a mazel tov to give you a message. That's why I was here last week.
What was the name of that rub that Rav Kattler
It doesn't say that.